Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Tonight's programme is entitled Secular Hymns. An interesting title, you might think. All through my 3TFM Holy Half Hours, I've been trying to combine religious music and secular music and showing that some of the hymns can be quite jazzy. And trying to show tonight the other side of that coin, that some of our secular music can be quite holy and religious. All the tracks that we're going to play tonight make a tingle go down the back of the spine. That's how I selected them, whichever ones made me tingle. By the end of the night, we'll see if we can pull the thread together and see why these are not just any songs, but they've got something spiritual about them. So to kick us off, here's Simon and Garfunkel, singing in a live, worshipful kind of arena, their outdoor concert in Central Park, New York, and singing Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
When you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes. Like
So that was Simon and Garfunkel in Central Park, New York, with a live audience, singing a secular song, but doesn't it sound a wee bit religious? Now if we shift the scene to, say, a football field, let's say Anfield in Liverpool, and we hear the football supporters and the cop swaying and singing together in the words of Jerry and the Pacemakers, "You'll never walk alone."
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on.
Here's another secular hymn. The words are, "I need your love. God, speed your love to me. I'll be coming home, so wait for me, because I hunger for your touch." This is the Drifters.
Oh, my love, my darling, I hunger for your touch. A long, long time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much.
So
are you still mine? I need your love. I need your love. Godspeed your love to me. Lonely river flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Lonely river side, wait for me, wait for me. Be coming home, wait for me. Oh, my darling, I hunger for your touch a long, long time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still mine? I need your love.
All three songs so far send ripples down our spine, do they not? And here's another one, Moon River. What's it all about? It's got the line, two drifters off to see the world. It's like this person looking at the Mississippi River, seeing the river drifting along and seeing himself and his life drifting along. That's a picture of their life. But I see also in this a reference to death. Because we talk about crossing the river and getting the ferryman to take us across the river, the crossing the River Jordan. It's an image of death. So it says, I'm going your way, and I have to be going your way is the implication in this. And then we're after the same rainbow's end. So think about Moon River in terms of life and death and see it in a new light perhaps.
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Oh, dreammaker, you old heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going away. Two drifters off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same.
Our next secular hymn includes these words. When I am down and weary, when troubles come, I wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up to more than I can be. In other words, you give me strength beyond my own strength. This could be a song about a human being, but it could also be a song about God.
When I am down and all my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and settle while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
So we're thinking tonight about secular hymns, music that isn't officially religious but could pretty well be, like that one. But here's another one in that set. The words include, I'll stand by you, I won't let anybody hurt you, don't hold it all inside, come and talk to me. So here's Girls Aloud singing I'll Stand By You.
Oh, why you look so sad? tears are in your eyes. Come on and come to me now. Don't be ashamed to cry. Let me see you through, 'cause I've seen the dark.
Our holy half hour is nearly up, but we have time to squeeze in just one other secular hymn, and that is Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World. I wonder if you've spotted what's the connection between all of these. Musically, each of them causes a shiver down the back of our spine. That's how they've all got into this set tonight. But if you think about the content of them as well, all of these songs could be sung about a human person, but they could equally be sung about God. Both a really good friend and God can be a bridge over troubled water for us, can walk with us so we don't have to walk alone. They go through life with us. They raise us up. They stand by us. And when friends or God are with us standing by us, it is a really wonderful world. So this last one is a hymn of thanks and praise and joy, celebrating this wonderful world and the people we're surrounded by. It could be a friend or it could be God. So bye for now and enjoy the thought of all these secular hymns.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.